愿大家平安。
Peace be with you all.
今天晚上跟大家来查考一些圣经的话语。
I'd like to share with you from the Bible this evening.
约翰福音的14章第6节。
Would you please turn to John chapter 14, verse 6.
约翰福音14章的第6节。
John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life.No one comes to the Father except through me.
这里主耶稣这样说。
The Lord Jesus said,
我就是道路、真理、生命。
I am the way and the truth and the life.
在人世间，没有一个哲学家，没有一个宗教的教主这样讲过话。
No philosopher or religious founder that's ever lived has said these words.
也没有一个人敢这样讲。
And no one could have dared say these words.
我就是道路。
I am the way.
我就是真理
I am the truth
我就是生命
I am the life
主耶稣是道路
Jesus is the way
道路我们知道是连接两点的一个直径
As we know, a way would connect two points
这里说没有借着我没有人能够到父那里去
Jesus said, no one comes to the Father except through me
父就是天上的神
Father refers to the God in heaven
他告诉当时在听道理的人
Jesus was speaking to those listeners.
你如果没有借着我，你没有办法回到神那里去。
You cannot go to God unless you come through me.
所以主耶稣，他就是一条路，要把我们引导去认识真神，要把我们引导，让我们回到神的身边。
Therefore, Jesus is the way that leads us to God and leads us to the knowledge of God.
有时候我们知道目标，但是走错了路。
Sometimes we may know our destination, but we may take the wrong path.
走错了路，有时候达不到目标。
And when we go down the wrong way, we cannot reach the destination.
好像很多人都在拜神。
Many people worship God.
但是，却不是很多人信耶稣。
But not many people believe in Jesus.
因为很多人都知道有神。
Many people know that there is a God.
但是并不是很多人知道那一条路。
But not many people know the true way.
有一次我在南加州。遇到一个初信的信徒。
Once I met a newly baptized member in Southern California.
他受洗完之后，很高兴，他就要回到他的餐馆去上班了。
After he was baptized, he was very excited, and he was on his way to work at the restaurant.
那餐馆是在 Bakersfield.
And the restaurant was located in Bakersfield.
他自己没有车子。
He didn't have a car.
所以信徒把他载到 Greyhound bus 去搭车子。
So some church member.Dropped him at the Greyhound station.
因为他很累啊，他看到一辆 Greyhound bus 快要开了，他就跳上去了。
He was very tired. He just jumped on the bus he saw.
然后就睡觉了。
And he just went to sleep on the bus.
等到车子到了，他发现已经到 Tijuana。
When the bus arrived, he realized that he was in Tijuana.
那个墨西哥那个圣地亚哥再下去那个那一站。
Which is after San Diego.
那他因为他是没有身份
，because he did not have American residency，
他回不来
，so he could not return to America。
非常着急啊
，so he was he began to panic。
结果我们教会的一个弟兄帮他联络，那一天晚上又有人把他带回来。
Luckily, because through some connection from a church member, he was able to be brought back to the States。
他坐那个车子啊，路走错了。
He took the wrong path。
所以虽然他想要到 Bakersfield 到最后跑到墨西哥去
So even though he wanted to go to Bakersfield he ended up in Tijuana
那现在很多人都在拜神
There are many people who worship God
但是我们很重要要找到那一条正确的道路
But the important thing is to find the right way
那首先我们来先来谈谈这个道父那里去这件事情
Let's first talk about going to the Father
那圣经在提到人跟神的关系有很多的比喻
The Bible uses many analogies to speak of our relationship with God
那其中有一个比喻就是神就是人的父
And one of the analogies is that God is our Father
我们请看以弗所书第四章
Let's read Ephesians chapter 4
以弗所书第四章的第六节
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 6 One GodAnd Father of all, who is over all, and through all, and in all.
这里说一神，宇宙中只有一个神。
There is only one God in the universe.
那他是众人的父。
and he is the father of all.
首先圣经先定义啊，这个神只有一个。
God, the Bible tells us that there is only one God.
哦，有时候我们跟人在谈论神这件事情。
When we talk with people about God.
哦，谈到最后你发现说，哎呀，原来他心中想的神跟我们讲的神定义不一样。
Sometimes you may realize that people's definition of God may be different from our understanding of God.
所以以后我每一次跟人不同信仰的人谈神，都要先把神是什么先讲清楚，然后再下去。
That's why when we talk to people of a different faith, we usually first define what God is.
这里说神就是众人的父。
This verse tells us that God is the father of all.
那接下去他提到神跟人的关系。
Then it talks about our relationship with God.
说超乎众人之上。
God is over all.
万乎众人之中。
He is through all.
还有住在众人之内。
And he is in all.
神是众人的父。
God is the father of all.
这句话在告诉我们敬拜神的两个重要原因。
This tells us two important reasons why we worship God.
第一个就是他是我们的来源。
First of all, he is our source.
好像没有父亲就没有孩子。
Without a father, there cannot be a son.
所以父亲是孩子的来源。
Therefore, the father is the source of the son.
因此圣经里面十条诫命里面的规定孝敬父母。
Therefore, the Bible in the Ten Commandments, it teaches us to honor our parents.
这是人伦道德的第一条。
This is the first of the ethical requirements towards other people.
因为这个父母是我们的来源。
Because our parents are our origin.
但是在人伦道德之前有一个就是神跟人的关系。
However, above our ethical relationship with other human beings is our relationship with God.
那这个神跟人的关系的第一条就是讲宇宙中只有一个神。
And the very first commandment regarding that is that there is only one God.
我们应该要拜这一位神。
We must worship this God.
第二条就是不可以拜偶像。
The second commandment tells us not to worship idols.
就是不可以拜人造出来的神。
We must not worship man-made gods.
因为那不是人的父。
Because they are not our fathers.
他不是人的来源。
We did not originate from these gods.
那因为神跟人好像父子一样。
Because our relationship with God is like children and father.
所以拜神是一种本能。
Therefore, it is a natural instinct or inclination to worship God.
这个本能没有办法消失的。
And you cannot take away such instinct.
我们看到很多的夫妻破裂。
A lot of marriages end in divorce.
到最后好像陌路不认识。
And in the end, they may become strangers.
但是我很少看到父母跟子女的关系到最后好像陌路一样不认识。
But seldom do parents and children disown each other and become strangers.
因为这是一种本能。
Because the love between parents and children is a natural instinct.
是不会被断绝的。
It cannot be erased.
1917年这个 USSR 就是苏维埃政权成立。
In 1917, the USSR was established.
他们推翻沙皇建立一个帝国。
And they established a new nation.
所以建立一个以无神论为基础的一个帝国。
Which is founded on atheism.
到1991年这个帝国垮台。
But in 1991, this union collapsed.
前后经历过17年。
So it lasted for 17,
74年。
For 74 years.
这个74年当中苏维埃政权逼迫很多的基督徒。
And when the Soviet Union, during the reign of the Soviet Union, they persecuted many Christians.
如果我们有机会到西伯利亚去看。
If you ever visited Siberia.
有很大的这个劳改的地方。
You'll see concentration camps that cover large areas.
很大的坟墓。
And you'll see huge graveyards.
用很简单的这个木头钉了一个十字架。
And the graves will be marked by a simple cross.
因为有很多的基督徒还有教会的领导者被放逐到那里。
Because many Christians and church leaders were casted to those places.
有的饿死，有冷死，有的病死。
And some died of hunger, some died of cold, and some died of sickness.
所以整个人类历史里面杀人最多的两个人，一个就是斯大林。
The two murders in history that have killed the most people are, first of all, Stalin.
希特勒还不算在里面。
Hitler did not even make it to the list.
那斯大林杀这么多人里面，有一部分就是基督徒。
And a great number of the people that Stalin killed were Christians.
那么虽然他逼迫基督徒这么厉害,
despite the great persecution in Soviet Union,
杀掉基督徒这么多,
despite the great number of Christians that were killed,
但是到最后这个帝国没有了。
In the end, it was the nation itself that collapsed.
从1991年开始, 基督教开始在这个苏联兴旺起来。
On the other hand, since 1991, Christianity thrived in the former Soviet Union.
到处都有人传福音。
And people began to preach the gospel in that land.
我们现在到市场去传福音，有时候传单发给人，没有看，他就把你丢到垃圾桶。
Today, when you pass out flyers at the supermarket or at the mall, people will just throw away the flyers.
苏联很少这个事情发生。
But in Russia, you will seldom see that.
很多都把它带回去，有的就在当场就坐在路旁在看。
People usually take the flyers home and even read them while they're there.
因为几十年这个无神论的政权控制之下，人的心真的很饥渴。
Because after decades of atheism, people's heart felt empty.
所以人一开放之后，就是渴望寻求神。
So as soon as the communism collapsed, people thirsted for God.
所以这个敬拜神，这是一个本能，没有办法消灭的。
Therefore, worshiping God is a natural desire that we cannot extinguish.
各种不同的文化都有人在拜神。
In every culture, there are people who worship God.
美国是一个科学最发达的国家。
The United States is the most scientifically advanced country.
但是没有一个总统候选人敢说他是一个无神论者。
But no president candidates for presidency would say that he is an atheist.
因为虽然不是每一个人上会教堂，但是大部分人都相信有神。
Although not everybody goes to church, the majority of the people believe in God.
所以这里说他是众人的父，众人的来源。
Therefore, the Bible tells us that God is the father of all.
因此敬拜神就是重新去恢复那已经破掉断裂的关系。
Therefore, to worship God is to restore the broken relationship that we have with God.
我们好像浪子一样，再重新去找那个我们所失去那个父亲。
Like a prodigal son, we must seek the father that we once have.
只有找到我们天上的父亲，我们人的心才有真的满足。
Only when we seek and find our Father in heaven will we be content in our heart.
好像一个浪子找到真正的父亲以后，他才有真正的满足。
Just as a prodigal son can only be at home with his father.
那下面就说再来这个众人的父第二个意思就是他很爱我们。
The second meaning behind God is our Father is that he loves us very much.
这也是我们要寻找神的第二个原因，而且是很重要一个原因。
That is the second reason and a very important reason why we must seek God.
因为人需要从神得到恩典。
This is because we must receive the grace of God.
人需要从神得到爱。
We need God's love.
所以人需要寻找神。
That's why we must look for and find God.
主耶稣来世界上，圣经这样说。
According to the Bible,
请看约翰福音的第一章。
Please turn to John chapter 1,
十六节。
Verse 16.
约翰福音第六章，第一章的十六节。
John chapter 1, verse 16. From the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another.
这里说，再看十七节。
Verse 17. For the law was given through Moses,Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
这里说恩典跟真理由耶稣基督来的。
Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
天上的神要借着主耶稣把他丰富的恩典赐给我们。
The God in heaven will give us abundant grace through Jesus Christ.
我们大家都知道911的事件以后美国很多的会堂就坐满了人。
After the September 11th attack,chapels throughout America were filled with people.
这是一个很不幸的事件。
It was an unfortunate incident.
但是如果因为这不幸的事件能够使人再回来寻找神，这也是一大福气。
However, if as a result of this tragedy, people return to God, it may turn out to be a blessing in disguise.
当人遇到一个很大灾难的时候，
Of course, when people meet with great tragedy,
忽然一间你会发现，我们要面对灾难那个力量从哪里来？
We will begin to wonder where can we find the source of strength to face these tragedies.
虽然世界上有很多爱我们的人，
even though many people in this world may love us,
但是那些爱我的人，当他遇到这么大的患难的时候，他也在寻找一个力量的泉源。
But when these people who love us meet with tragedy, they are also looking for a source of strength.
因为人毕竟是人，
human beings, after all, are only human.
人的力量是有限的。
And our strength is limited.
因为人的力量是有限的，所以我们就会去寻找一个神，从他里面得到更大的力量。
Because we are limited, we must look for God who has infinite power.
所以好多人就回到神的身边来。
That is why many people came back to God.
那这个事情发生以后，让很多人的心充满了焦虑。
After the tragedy, people's heart were filled with anxiety.
没有安全感。
People feel insecure.
本来美国是一个经济、军事都很强的一个国家。
The U.S. is one of the most powerful nations militarily as well as economically.
科技也是很强的一个国家。
As well as technologically speaking.
但是到最后，我们发现这个并不能够带给人心灵真正的平安。
However, none of these things can bring true peace to a person's heart.
不能够真的带给人心灵的一种安全感。
These things cannot bring a true sense of security.
那个心灵的安全感从哪里来？
Where can that true sense of security come from?
原来就是从神来的。
It must come from God.
所以圣经里面说，我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，我也不怕。
As it says in the Bible, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil.
死荫的幽谷就是死亡，好像一个阴影随时笼罩着。
The valley of shadow of death is a shadow that can cover us all the time.
但是我也不怕。
However, even then, we will not fear.
因为你与我同在。
And the reason is that you are with me. God is with us.
就是指天上的神。
The you refers to God.
神跟我们同在，我们就无所惧怕。
With God in our lives, we will have nothing to fear.
因为他是万全能的神。
Because he is the Almighty God.
他是万物的主宰。
He is the Creator and Lord of all creation.
所以真正平安安全感的来源，就是从这一位造天地的神来。
Therefore, the only true sense of security can only come from God.
当一个人在极度悲哀的时候。
When we are in extreme grief and sorrow,
人的安慰从哪里来？
Where can we find comfort?
当人在极度绝望的时候，
When people are in total despair,
那个安慰是从神来的。
Their only hope is from God.
我们知道九一以后，在这个 Washington D.C. 有一个祷告的礼拜。
After the September 11th tragedy, there was a memorial service or prayer service in Washington, D.C.
如果你看那个教堂里面啊，历任的总统太太全部坐在那里。
And if you watch the broadcast, you see that all the former presidents and their wives were with them.
重要的官员全部都坐在那里。
Were in the chapel, and as well as all the important officials.
他们请了一个美国最出名的传道人的讲道。
And they invited one of the most famous pastors in America to speak.
他怎么去安慰那些家属呢？
How did this pastor comfort family of the victims?
那些受害的人，现在他的灵魂已经在天国。
He said, those who have died are now in heaven.
不管是不是他们真的到了天国。
The question, whether they are actually in heaven is another question.
但是到最后人就发现，到天国，这个才是人在痛苦当中一个最大的安慰。
But the ultimate source of comfort in our sorrow is the realization that there is a heaven.
所以人在人世间经历各种不同的生活之后，后来就会发现，力量、安慰、平安是从神来的。
So if we've been through all the hardships in life, we will ultimately realize that strength, peace, and comfort come from God.
因此，如果我们能够从这些苦难当中再一次的回头寻找神。
So if through these tragedies, we can once again come back to God,
我们就会感受到这慈爱的天父与我们同在。
Then we will experience God and His love.
原来他一直在等待我们每一个人回头吧。
In fact, He has been waiting for us to return to Him.
因为美国社会离开神已经太远了。
The American society has been too far from God.
从60年代最高法院把这个神跟学校分开以后，人就渐渐离开了神。
Ever since the 60s, when the Supreme Court decided to separate church and state, and separate, then people began to draw away from God.
所以神的恩典呢，就渐渐的离开了。
And as a result, the grace of God vanished.
主耶稣在世界上要赐给我们很多的恩典。
But Jesus Christ came to this world to give us grace.
他说，劳苦担重担的可以到我这里来。
He said, "Come to me, you who are weary and heavy laden."
我要让你得到安息。
And I will give you rest.
我想很多人都有这个经验。
Many people have had this experience.
晚上躺在床上睡不着觉。
You try to sleep, go to sleep, but you cannot sleep.
转来转去睡不着。
You just toss and turn, but you cannot fall asleep.
因为压力太大。
because of all the pressures in your life.
劳苦担重担。
Weary and heavy laden.
那因为这个劳苦担重担的人太多，所以现在社会上里面这个心理医生啊越来越多。
Because there are many people who are weary and heavy laden in the society, people go to psychiatrists.
因为人的压力太大之后，人的心灵就会发生问题。
When people go through too much pressure, they will have psychological problem.
但是这个心理医生并没有办法真的给人力量。
But psychiatrists may not give you true strength.
他可以打开一条路让你去发泄。
They may give you a way to let you express yourself.
但是没有办法解决。
And tell them your problems, but you cannot. That cannot solve your problem.
主耶稣说：“你到我这里来。”
Jesus Christ said, "Come to me."
我要让你得到安息。
I will give you rest.
我的担子轻省了，我的轭是容易的。
My burden is light and my yoke is easy.
你们要学习我的样式，就可以得安息。
Learn from me, and you will find rest for your souls.
所以，当我们劳苦担重担。
So if we are weary and heavy laden,
我们来寻找这一位神。
Let us come to God.
他是我们的父亲。
He is our Father.
让我们把我们的压力重担告诉他。
Let us tell him our troubles and our pressures.
他顾念我们。
He cares for us.
他能帮助我们。
He can help us.
好像小孩子在外面骑脚踏车。
It is like a kid riding the bicycle.
忽然间脚踏车没有气了。
And the air in the tire goes out.
他就跑进来告诉他爸爸，脚踏车没有气了。
So he runs home and tells his dad that there's no more air.
然后他又跑出去玩了。
And then he runs out to play with other things.
那个父亲一想到脚踏车没有气了，赶快就去啊，去帮他想办法。
And the father will fix the bike for him.
因为父亲爱这个小孩子。
Because the father loves the kid.
天父爱我们每一个人。
In the same way, the Father, Heavenly Father loves every one of us.
只要愿意我们承认他是我们的父。
As long as we're willing to confess that He is our Father.
我们愿意来靠近他。
As long as we are willing to draw close to Him.
你愿意把你的问题带来交托给他。
As long as we're willing to hand Him our problems.
他就要得给我们安息。
He will give us rest.
所以父亲对我们有很多的恩典。
Therefore, we can receive so many blessings from our Father.
因此我们要回归向他。
That's why we must turn back to him.
这个一神他就是众人的父。
Therefore, God, the one God is the Father of all.
那如果我们要再对这位神有更清楚的认识，
we need to have a further understanding of this God.
我们就要回到以弗所书第四章来看。
Then we must come back to Ephesians chapter 4.
第四章的第六节。
Chapter 4 verse 6.
说他是超乎众人之上。
God is over all.
超乎众人之上。
God is over all.
世界上真的有很多很突出的人。
There are many prominent figures in this world.
有的人很有智慧。
Some are very wise.
读书过目不忘。
Some people have very good memory.
天才儿童。
Some are born prodigies.
几年就把大学读完了。
They can finish college when they're very young.
有的能力很强。
Some people are very capable.
有的很有口才。
Some are very eloquent.
所以世界上有很多很突出的人。
There are many prominent figures in this world.
但是圣经说，我们所拜的神是超乎众人之上。
But the Bible tells us that God is over all men.
那到底是怎么超乎法？
In what sense is he over all?
我们来看一段的圣经来描写他。
Let's see another passage that describes him.
请看诗篇的九十五篇。
Psalm 95.
诗篇的九十五篇。
Psalm 95,
第三节
verse 3. Psalm 95, verse 3. For the Lord is the great God, the great King over all gods.
第四节
verse 4. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him.
第五节
5. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hand formed the dry land.
第六节
6. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. 7. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. Today, if you hear his voice.
这第六节在呼吁我们每一个人要向这一位神下拜。
Verse 6 calls every one of us to bow down to God.
要在造我们的神面前下跪。
We must kneel before the Lord our Maker.
为什么？
Why?
因为神太伟大。
Because God is so great.
你看伟大的人都被人崇拜。
Great people are worshipped.
世界上好多人到最后被神化了。
People like to make turn great heroes into idols.
原来就是因为他们都有很突出的一个表现。
Because these heroes have done something great.
那从第三节说，我们的神 他是大王。
Verse 3 tells us that our God is the great king.
他是超乎万神之上。
He is above all gods.
还有一篇诗篇里面讲，他坐在至高之处。
In another place in the Psalms, it tells us that he is seated in the highest heavens.
就是在上面没有了。
In other words, nothing can be above him.
神是灵界物质界里面最高的一个统治者。
He is the highest ruler both in the physical and the spiritual realms.
所以他是宇宙的主宰。
He is the Lord of all the universe.
他是万王之王。
He is the King of all kings.
那第四节就开始在讲，说地的深处在他的手中。
Verse 4 tells us that the depths of the earth are in his hand.
山的高峰也是属他。
And the mountain peaks belong to him.
海洋属地是他造的。
The sea is his, for he made it.
旱地也是他造成的。
And his hands formed the dry land.
所以整个宇宙的世界都是这一位神所造的。
Every physical creation was made by him.
因此在诗篇的第八篇里面，这个作诗的人这样说。
Therefore, according to Psalm 8,
好，我们看这个诗篇的第八篇。
Let's read Psalm 8.
第一节一直到第四节
Verses 1 to 4 O Lord our God, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens too. From the lips of children and infants you have ordained praise because of your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. 3. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place. 4. What is man that you are mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him?
神的名在全地何其的美
How majestic is God's name in all the earth
因为神的荣耀彰显在天
Because God's glory is displayed in the heavens
你看天有多伟大神的荣耀就有多大
Just look at how great the heavens are And that's how great God's glory is
我们看神的创造有多伟大神就有多伟大
God's greatness is displayed in his creation
因为整个宇宙的来源就是神的杰作
Because the whole universe is the handiwork of God
喜欢音乐的人一听到贝多芬的交响曲非常的佩服
Music lovers admire the music of Beethoven
我们喜欢画画的人一看到梵谷的画毕加索的画你就非常的佩服
And those who love paintings admire the works of Van Gogh or Picasso
因为这都是杰作
Because these are masterpieces
但是你看天地的这个伟大
But when you look at the whole universe
这个就是神的杰作
That is the masterpiece of God
神有多伟大
So imagine how great God is.
你看他的杰作，你就知道了。
Just look at his masterpiece, and you know.
所以这个作诗的人认识，就说人算什么
？So the psalmist says, "What is man?"
美国的太空人到了太空绕几圈之后
，After the American astronauts circled, went to the space.
他就拿出诗篇第八篇来念。
They cited Psalm 8.
人算什么？你竟然顾念他
？What is man that you are mindful of him?
所以我们所拜的这一位神他是超乎众人之上
So the God we worship is over all
他的能力大到你没有办法了解
His power is far beyond our imagination
他用他的命令托住万有
He sustains the whole creation by his powerful word
全世界最有力量的软体是神的话
The most powerful software in this world is the word of God
因为他用他的话托住万有
Because by his word he sustains the whole universe
天地在运转
The whole universe operates by certain laws
轨道一定速度一定
and the planets go by certain orbits at certain speeds
整个生命持续不断一直延续下去
and life continues one after another
因为神用他的话托住
all these are sustained by the word of God
这不是最伟大的一个软体吗
isn't this the greatest software
所以神的伟大超乎万有之上
so God's power is far surpasses the whole universe.
神的智慧也是超乎万有之上。
And God's wisdom is over all.
你看，我们花了几年，我们才读到一个博士。
We have to spend many years to get a PhD degree.
博士就是发现神所创造一个很小小的定理。
But a PhD degree simply means that you've only discovered a minute part of God's law.
但这一点点知识才像大海里面的一滴水。
And this is just like a drop in the bucket.
所以神有多大的智慧？
So imagine how immense is the wisdom of God.
我们很难去了解。
It's hard for us to imagine.
再来就是神的慈爱超乎万有之上。
God's love is also over all.
圣经说遍地充满神的慈爱。
The Bible tells us that the earth is filled with the love of God.
到现在为止，人类所发现的星球没有一个跟地球一样。
As of up to now, no one, we have not discovered a planet that's like the earth.
如果地球是偶然大爆炸形成的
，If the Earth was indeed formed by a huge explosion，
那这个大爆炸一爆出去，有很多的星球就产生了。
But as a result of the explosion, many other planets and stars were formed too。
为什么月球、火星、木星都跟地球不一样
？But why is it that other planets like the Moon, the Mars, are all different from the planet Earth？
只有这里有四季的交换。
Only on Earth can you have four seasons.
只有这里有24小时白天的交替。
Only on Earth do you have day and night at 24 hours.
只有这里有生物有活物。
Only on Earth do you find living organisms.
有花草树木。
Only do you find here do you find flowers and plants.
天气刚好适合人居住。
Only here can you find a climate suitable for human beings.
难道这是偶然的吗？
Could this all have been by chance?
当然不是。
Obviously not.
圣经已经告诉我们
The Bible tells us
这是神刻意的杰作
That this is the plan and the design of God
因为他造了人住在里面
God made human beings to dwell on earth
所以神超乎万有之上
God is over all
他的能力他的智慧他的慈爱超乎万有之上
His power, his wisdom, and his love are all over all
他是值得我们在他面前下跪下拜的
Therefore he is worthy for us to worship and kneel before
那以弗所书第四章又说他是冠乎众人之中
Ephesians 4 tells us that he is also through all
虽然这个神高高在上但是跟我们每一天每一个人的生活都有关系
Even though God is high above in the heavens he is concerned about our everyday lives
孔子讲过一句话说敬鬼神而远之、
Confucius once says that if you fear the gods you would distance yourself from them
因为他不认识神
This is because Confucius did not know the true God.
如果我们真的认识神
If we truly know God,
你就知道没有一分钟我们可以离开神而活着
You will realize that you cannot possibly live even for a second without God.
因为神的全能神的生命贯乎世界上每一件事情
God's power and God's life permeate through all aspects of our lives.
所以他跟我们的生命是息息相关的
Therefore our lives are intimately connected to his life.
如果我们现在总开关把电关掉
Suppose we turn off the main switch.
你发现什么
What happens?
灯没有了
All the lights will go out.
所有的会动的都没有了，电力的全部都没有了。
Everything that runs by electricity will stop.
如果神停止他的能力
Likewise, if God stops his power,
一分钟
just for 1 minute,
生命没有了
then life comes to an end.
整个宇宙的运转没有了
then the whole universe comes to a halt.
一切都完了
Everything will come to nothing.
所以使徒行传十七章这样说。
Therefore, Acts chapter 17 tells us.
我们先来看使徒行传十七章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 17.
Verse 25. 从二十四节开始。
Let's read verse 24. Acts 17:24. The God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth, and does not live in temples built by hands. 25. And he is not served by human hands as if he needed anything, because he himself gives all men life and breath and everything else. 26. From one man he made every nation of men that they should inhabit the whole earth, and he determined the time set for them and the exact places where they should live. 27. God did this so that men would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. 28. For in him we live and move and have our being. As some of your own poets have said, we are his offspring.
25节说他将生命气息万物赐给万人。
God gives all men life and breath and everything else.
26节。
26.
他从一本造出万族住在全地上。
From one man he made every nation of men.
定准他们年限跟所住的疆界。
He determined the times set for them and the exact places they should live.
28节。
28.
我们的生活动作存留都在乎神。
In him we live and move and have our being.
所以这几节圣经告诉我们。
According to these verses,
我们今天能够活着跟神有绝对的关系。
Our very existence has to do with God.
因为他的恩典，所以我们才能够活着。
It is by God's grace that we live.
如果没有神的恩典，我们就不能活着。
Without His grace, we cannot live.
所以在圣经里面说，他使人活，也使人死。
That's why the Bible tells us that He raises to life and He brings, He also kills.
他使人贫穷，也使人富足。
Makes a person rich or poor.
我们一生的生死祸福都在他的控制当中。
Our entire lives and the things we encounter in our lives are in his hands.
我们教会有一个信徒啊。
We have a church member.
他十八岁的时候去算命。
Who went to see a fortune teller when he was 18.
他算命的时候说算到38岁就算不出来。
And the fortune teller told him that he cannot predict his life beyond the age of 38.
那个时候他很害怕。
So he became terrified.
他问那个算命，是不是我只能活到38岁？
He asked the fortune teller, does that mean that I can only live up to 38?
算命说我也不知道。所以反正说算不出来。
The fortune teller told him that he couldn't tell him.
后来他自己在想。
And
他38岁的时候到我们教会来洗礼。
It's only later that he realized that it was at the age of 38 that he was baptized into our church.
所以他算不出来。
That's why the fortune teller couldn't tell his future.
因为他38岁以后他的生命就是在神的里面。
Because after he was 38, his life was in Christ.
那从这个见证里面我们就知道说人的生命其实是在神的掌管。
So it tells us from this testimony that our lives are actually in God's hands.
所以他信了神以后38岁算不出来。
So after he believed in God at the age of 38, his life could no longer be in the hands of the fortune teller.
他关乎众人之中。
God therefore is through all.
我们每一天的生活都是因为神愿意我们才可以活着。
We live because God allows us to.
如果神不愿意我们就不能活着。
If God is not willing, we cannot live.
因为生命是从他来的。
Our lives are in his hands.
那在以弗所书里面的第四章，我们再回到以弗所书第四章。
Back to Ephesians chapter 4.
最后一句六节的最后一句。
The final phrase of verse 6.
说他也住在众人之内。
God is in all.
这位伟大的神要住在众人之内。
This almighty God will live in all.
到底这个在讲什么？
What does that mean?
什么就是神住在我们里面？
What does it mean for God to live in us?
我们先来看约翰一书。
Let's turn to 1 John.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章。
1 John chapter 3.
这里说遵守神命令的神第二十四节
verse 24
遵守神命令的就住在神里面神也要住在他里面这里说遵守神命令的要神也要住在他里面
those who obey his commands live in him and God in them
什么叫做遵守神的命令
what does it mean to obey God's commands
就是照着圣经的话来敬拜真神相信耶稣的人
It means to worship and believe in God according to the Bible.
那神要住在他里面。
God will live in them.
那下面说，我们所以知道神住在我们里面，是因为他所赐给我们的圣灵。
And this is how we know that he lives in us. We know it by the spirit he gave us.
所以那个伟大的神要住在我们里面，就是要把他的灵浇灌在我们心里面。
So for God to live in our hearts means that he will pour out his spirit into our hearts.
这是一个人极大的荣耀，也是极大的恩典。
This is a great glory that we can experience.
今天有几个人跟美国的总统讲过话？
How many of us have spoken with the American president?
你打电话到白宫看有没有办法。
Try making a phone call to the White House and see if you can reach him.
有几个人能你能够邀请美国的总统到你家坐一坐？
How many of us can invite the president to our house?
差不多不太可能了。
Quite unlikely.
因为他一个人。
Because there's only one president.
这么多人。
And there are many of us here.
但是今天我们敬拜这位神
when we worship God
你很诚心来向他祷告
when we pray to him sincerely
神的灵会降在我们的身上
God's spirit will come to your hearts
这是一个非常奇妙的体验
this is a wonderful experience
所以为什么我们知道有神
how do we know that there is a God
当然你可以从理性去推敲得到答案
of course you can try to rationalize
圣经也告诉我们这样
And the Bible teaches us
他说房屋都是有人建造的建造万物的就是神
that God every house is made by designed by someone and the builder of all things is God
你看到神所创造的万物就让你明明可知好不可以推诿说没有神
when you see the creation of God you have no excuse
但是我们要认识神有一个更直接的方法
but there is even a more direct way to worship God, to know God
就是来体验到体验他
and that is to experience him
我们人的智慧很有限
our knowledge is limited
常常要用头脑想破了你也没有办法认识神
we may rationalize all we want but we will not know God
但是体验却是每一个人都可以有的
but our experience with God is something everyone can receive
这个好像我们对小孩子讲电是什么
it's like explaining to a kid about electricity
电子的流动就是电
You can tell them about electrons and stuff.
那这个小孩子第六岁也听不懂。
But a six-year-old kid would not understand what the electric currents are.
但是太深了，这个太深了。
It's too deep for them.
那怎么知道小孩子怎么知道电？
So how can they really know about electricity?
不小心就摸到插头，电了一下，他永远不敢再摸。
When they accidentally get shocked a little bit by electricity, they will know for the rest of their lives what electricity is.
这个就是体验。
So that is experience.
他知道有电，但是他讲不出来是什么。
The kid would have experienced the electricity, but would not be able to explain to you what it is.
我们在教会里面也有三四岁的小孩子，五六岁的小孩子得圣灵。
In our church, children as young as 3 or 4 receive the Holy Spirit.
他们单纯跟着父母跪下来祷告。
They simply kneel down with their parents before God.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
And say in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
圣灵降下来。
And the Holy Spirit came upon them,
开始卷动,
and they began to speak in spiritual tongues,
身体开始震动,
and they have body movements,
就开始说方言,
and they speak in an unknown language.
五六岁的小孩子就可以体验到神,
so even little kids can experience God.
真的神要住在我们里面,
God will live in us,
让我们对他有一个很实在的体验,
so that we can have a true experience of him.
因此当我们在讲神的时候, 我们不是在讲一个理论跟观念而已。
So when we speak about God, it is no longer a concept.
我们是在讲我们所体验到摸到那个活生生的神。
We're talking about the God whom we have felt and touched.
因此圣经讲这一位众人的父，他是超乎众人之上，关乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
Therefore the Bible tells us that our God is over all, through all, and in all.
那我们怎么样才能够跟这个神真的建立一个良好的关系？
So how can we build a good relationship with God?
主耶稣说，我就是道路。
The Lord Jesus said, I am the way.
没有借着我，没有能够回到父那个地方去。
No one can come to the Father except through me.
所以主耶稣是唯一一条路，让我们回到父那里去。
So Jesus is the only way for us to go to the Father.
虽然世界上有很多人在拜神，
although many people in this world worship God,
但是只有一条路，我们真可以真的敬拜到神。
But there's only one way through which we can reach God.
这一条路就是借着主耶稣。
And this way is Jesus.
没有第二条路可以走。
There is no second way.
我们现在来看提摩太前书第二章。
Let's read 1 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太前书的第二章。
1 Timothy chapter 2.
第五节。
Verse 5. Chapter 2 verse 5. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ.
这里说只有一位神。
There is only one God.
在神跟人中间只有一个中保。
And there's only one mediator between God and man.
乃是降世为人的耶稣基督。
The man, Christ Jesus.
所以耶稣要做我们的道路，这里告诉我们，他就是神跟人的中保。
Jesus is the way because he is the mediator between God and us.
这个中保就好像两个人合不来了，现在需要第三个两边讲一讲，把它拉在一起。
A mediator is someone who brings two parties and reconciles the two parties.
所以耶稣就是中保，能够把我们跟神关系拉进来，变和好。
In the same way, Jesus is the mediator that draws us to and God together.
那圣经说只有一位中保。
And the Bible tells us that there is only one mediator.
能够使人跟神和好，只有一位中保，就是耶稣基督。
Who is the only one who can restore our relationship with God, and that is Jesus Christ.
为什么这样说？
Why is this so?
好，我们现在来看罗马书的第五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
第九节。
Verse 9.
跟第四节。
And verse 10.
罗马书第五章第九节跟第四节。
Romans chapter 5, verses 9 and 10. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if, when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life?
为什么人需要中保才能够跟神和好？
Why do we need a mediator to be restored to God?
第四节讲得很清楚，我们做神的仇敌。
Verse 10 tells us, because we were his enemies.
因为我们每一个人都有罪。
We were all sinners.
圣经把人都圈在罪里面。
The Bible puts everyone under sin.
圣经一封起来，大家都觉得我没有罪。
When you don't talk about the Bible, people will say, I have no sin.
因为一切都是相对的。
Because everything is relative.
圣经一翻开来。
But when you open the Bible,
圣经把人圈在罪里面。
The Bible tells us that we are all sinners.
我记得有一个青年在 NYTS 见证。
A youth testified at the seminar.
神感动他要见证他所犯的罪。
God moved him to testify about the sins he has committed.
这是我第一次听到的。
That was the first time I heard of such testimony.
见证所犯的罪。
He testified about his sins.
那他怎么见证?
How did he testify?
就从十诫第一条一直算到最后一条。
He went through the Ten Commandments one by one.
他说他天天犯罪。
He said he sins every day.
真的我们是天天犯罪。
True enough, we sin every day.
有的人是大罪不犯，小罪不断。
Though we may not be great criminals, but we sin daily in small ways.
但是违背最大的诫命就是最大的罪。
But the greatest sin is to disobey the greatest commandment.
最大的诫命是什么?
What is the greatest commandment?
要尽心尽性尽力爱主你的神。
We must love the Lord our God with all our hearts, our mind, and our strength.
没有敬拜神就是违背最大的诫命。
So failure to worship God is breaking the greatest commandment.
就是最大的罪。
That is the greatest sin.
因为人有罪, 所以人就变成神的仇敌。
Because of our sin, we have become God's enemies.
他是公义的。
God is righteous.
那借着耶稣基督的死,
But through the death of Jesus Christ,
他为我们, 流出他的宝血,
He shed His blood for us.
付出的罪人的这个赎价,
He paid the ransom for our sins.
所以我们今天你只要相信耶稣,
Today, if we believe in Jesus Christ,
相信你,他是你的救主,
if we believe that He is our Savior,
接受洗礼,
if we are baptized into Christ,
我们的罪就可以洁净,
then our sins are washed away,
我们就可以被称作义人,
and then we will be justified.
不是我们真的没有罪,
doesn't mean that we are without sins.
是主耶稣的救恩赦免了我们的罪,
it simply means that Jesus Christ has washed away our sins.
所以我们可以跟神和好,
and that is why we can be reconciled to God.
可以跟这个父亲和好,
We can be restored to our Father.
能够做他的儿女,
we can become His children.
享受他的恩典,
we can enjoy His grace.
享受他的慈爱,
we can enjoy His love.
将来我们离世之后要回到神的国里面去, 跟他在一起。
One day when we leave this world, we will be with Him in His kingdom.
那地方就是永生。
And that place is the place of eternal life.
所以我们活着需要来相信主耶稣。
Therefore, we must believe in Jesus Christ.
他是道路。
He is the way.
他要带我们回到父那里去。
He will bring us back to the Father.
来唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn.
第几首？ 89。 89首。
89。